Well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. It was such a beautiful day. We have to all be in a thankful frame of mind, I think. This year, when I was in the process of doing some reading on the subject of thankfulness to prepare for this week, I came across this little quote that kind of stuck with me. And I liked it so much that I put it up on our signboard in front of the church. It's by Henry Nouwen, and it goes like this. Gratitude and plenitude, plenitude means abundance or wealth. Gratitude and plenitude go together. I really liked the quote because it's catchy, and I also liked it because I found it really thought-provoking. It got me thinking about what it meant. I'd be willing to bet that almost everybody here, if not everybody, has seen the classic Norman Rockwell painting of Thanksgiving Day. If you haven't, I'll describe it. It's a picture of what we might think of as the traditional American family sitting around the holiday table. So there's a grandfather, or it looks like the grandfather to me, presiding at the head of a large table full of family members, young and old. He's standing up and he's about to carve this truly enormous turkey roasted to a perfect golden brown that the grandmother is about to set down in front of him. Grandfather's in his best suit and grandmother's wearing this lace-trimmed apron over her dress, and there's happy smiles all around the table. It's just a sparkle with china and crystal and silver. And you would think that that picture was the perfect illustration of my little maxim, right? Looking at the picture, one gets the impression that here's a family that has plenitude. They're a family that seems to lack no good thing. They have an abundance of material things. They have a home and good food, nice things, nice clothes, pretty things like matching china and silver salt and pepper shakers. But we also get the impression that they have the abundance of the things that we all know are way more important. They have the closeness of family, the company of people who they enjoy. Love and peace and security, those are intangible things. We can't see them or touch them, but somehow Rockwell, who captures people very well, seems to have painted those things into his little picture as well. And you feel just sure, looking at that picture, that the grandfather is about to lead the family in a genuine, heartfelt prayer of thanks to the God who provides every good thing. And you could say that that's exactly what Nouwen's quote is all about. Gratitude and plenitude go together. When we count our blessings, we take stock of our plenitude, and our hearts are filled with gratitude. We look at our gifts and we are filled with thankfulness to the giver of all good gifts. And we all know that's true. Everyone here knows that's true. When we hear good news that somebody has been sick a long time, somebody we love is well, we have gratitude. When we get a nice card from somebody who lives far away, we have gratitude. When we hold a new grandchild in our arms, we have gratitude. When we enjoy the warmth and affection of our little dog, when we enjoy a really good meal, whenever we remember and enjoy the many, many good things that we have, we give thanks. But you might have noticed that Christianity, this faith that everybody here professes, has a way of turning things on their heads. We worship a God who knelt down and washed feet. The last will be first, he says. Weakness is strength. The one who is great must be the servant of all. Love your enemies. What? By any kind of worldly reckoning, we are citizens of the most upside down and backwards kingdom imaginable. So knowing that, it should come as no surprise to hear that the Apostle Paul, when he was sitting locked in a dark cell in a Roman prison with little or nothing in the way And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but my life hardly ever looks like a Norman Rockwell painting. How many of us have ever lived in a perfect home with a perfect family where there's never any arguing around the table, where nobody ever knocks over a glass of milk, where all the china and silverware match perfectly, and there are no stains on the tablecloth? Maybe you've known times when there wasn't a whole lot to put on the table. Times when the paycheck didn't quite make it to the end of the month. Times when you had to decide between groceries and the electric bill. Maybe you're struggling with illness, maybe even right now. Maybe you're just struggling with the aches and pains of growing older. Maybe there are too many times that you're the only one sitting at the table. Paul was something of an expert on imperfect life situations. And he tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. And let me just repeat myself in case you didn't hear it the first time. Rejoice. Don't wear yourself out in worry. Bring all your worries to God with a thankful heart. It should be noted that gratitude and plenitude don't always go together. It is perfectly possible to be surrounded with every good thing that this world supplies. Have family and friends, have money, security, comfort, good health, have all that and not have one bit of thankfulness in our hearts. Because here is the upside down truth. Here's where Christianity gets it right. The person who has little or nothing in the eyes of the world but has a thankful heart is infinitely richer than the person who possesses an abundance of the world's goods, but is never satisfied with what he has. I wish you all a Thanksgiving this year that is full of everything that brings you true joy and peace, and a heart full of gratitude to enjoy it all. Amen. Amen.